Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, can I speak with our Neda Cofield, please?
This is she.
Okay, ma'am, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
What does it matter?
Because you know, the quarters of the survey, ma'am, that's why how we do the surveys. So we do quarters of white, African-American, Hispanic, and Asian, okay, or other
you
mixed
got
races.
I'm going to come around the other way to get my clothes. I'm black.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I just, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on 2024 election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of this survey, what is your age?
70.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you may use any number from 0 to 10.
Eight,
okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been, you know, following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's who I will be voting for, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Would that be a strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
I'm not answering that.
Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Not answering that question.
Okay. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, in your opinion?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. In your opinion, would you say that economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay, ma'am. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Okay, you can select up to two. Protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reform, and to help keep guns out the hands of